Hey, Techathlon fans, it's Jason.
And Corinne.
Happy President's Day. It's a national holiday here in the U.S., so we are not in the office today, but we didn't want to leave you empty-handed, so we have a special game for you.
We played this multiple-choice game about net neutrality at a recent live show for our sibling podcast, The Weirdest Thing I Learned This Week.
Feel free to play along and let us know how you did on Twitter by tweeting at Techathlon Show. Have a great week. We'll catch you next Monday.
It looks like we have our two contestants.
Two very enthusiastic hand waving.
Come on up, have a seat.
Come on up, have a seat. This mic's for you.
What are your names?
Mickey.
Mickey.
Rob.
And Rob. Give it up for Mickey and Rob, everybody. So, Mickey and Rob, have you guys heard of net neutrality before?
Yes.
Do you know what it is?
I watched a John Oliver about it.
Yeah. Amazing. Corinne, for anyone who doesn't know, do you want to give a brief oversight?
Yeah, it's totally cool if you don't. Net neutrality, in the broadest terms, means that the internet is free and open. And that means you get your internet service from your cellular carrier like AT&T or your internet service provider at home like Comcast, and they get absolutely no say over what you watch it, or how fast you get to do it, depending on what plan you've bought into. It's basically like the internet is a utility. Just like when the water comes into your house, the water company doesn't get to tell you what the hell you do with it. Your internet service provider doesn't get to tell you what the hell you do with your goddamn internet.
Yeah, give it up for a free internet, everybody. So Mickey and Rob, we're going to play a quick game of trivia. It's going to be multiple choice for each question. We'll alternate questions for Mickey, then questions for Rob. Three questions each. We have a tiebreaker just in case. And whoever is ahead at the end of the game will get a fabulous prize. And whoever is in second place will also get fabulous prizes. So, Mickey, I'm going to start with you. Here's question number one. In 2010, internet service provider Windstream hijacked searches in the Google toolbar in the Firefox browser. Where did they redirect the searches? Your choices are A, to their own search engine with its own results, B, to Bing because they had a sweet kickback from Microsoft lined up, or C, to DuckDuckGo because they really truly care about your internet privacy.
I'm going to go with B.
With B.
Bing.
To Bing. So the correct answer is actually to A. They redirected it to their own search traffic. They hijacked the Google.
This isn't cool because, like, you know, you get to type in a web address. The web address should go where you want it to go. If I mailed somebody a postcard, you know, telling them what an awesome time I had at the Weirdest Thing live show, it should go to the person I was sending it to.
Which was me. What was that from the audience?
What's a postcard?
What's a postcard? I have no idea. Rob, here's your first question. T-Mobile's free Binge On program automatically lets all subscribers stream premium content from HBO, Netflix, ESPN, and more without using their data. A second similar program called Music Freedom provides access to audio services like Spotify and Google Play. In an open letter responding to criticism from free internet advocates, how did CEO John Legere justify the practice? A, by pointing out that customers could turn off the feature if they wanted. B, by offering a $2 per month upgrade to extend the service to each additional streaming media service. Or C, by saying that any new service could totally join the program, assuming they managed to gain a multi-million user audience, develop at least two Emmy-nominated series, and send him a big order of Baked by Melissa cupcakes.
I feel like A is the really CEO answer.
A is the really CEO answer. Well done.
The reason it's not cool is that it's completely anti-competitive. A little guy can't necessarily come in and gain a following and actually build a brand and a service and maybe, you know, ooh, disrupt, gross word, a market if everybody is getting to look at everybody else's stuff for free.
There you go. Mickey, your next question. In 2011, MetroPCS launched a $40 a month cell phone plan that offered unlimited talk, text, and web browsing. But not so fast. Want to stream the latest episode of Techathlon or The Weirdest Thing I Learned This Week? Sorry, you could only get your media from one source. What was it? A, Facebook, B, YouTube, or C, Vimeo?
Well, I'm probably going to go with Facebook just because they're the nastiest. But
so it's actually YouTube. YouTube for audio and video.
I'm killing it. This.
Mickey, you're great.
We love you.
Rob, question number two for you. Verizon, T-Mobile, and AT&T rarely work together on anything. But when Google announced its wallet app in 2011, the big three carriers put aside their differences to make their own payment app. Verizon initially refused to allow Google Wallet on its smartphones, but by 2015, the app came pre-installed on devices from all three carriers. What was the name of the carrier's competing app? Was it A, ISIS, B, Cash, or C, DopeMe?
Oh, I hope it's DopeMe. I feel like the Cash app is a thing. Is it Cash?
It's not Cash. It's ISIS.
I'm going to jump in because clearly this needed a serious rebrand in addition to being not a kosher way to do business on the internet. ISIS eventually became SoftCard, and ironically enough, eventually Google bought the SoftCard technology, so now all of this stuff is wrapped up into Android and Google Pay no matter what.
ISIS, everyone. All right, Mickey, this question is for you. You have to get it. I believe in you, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, here we go.
Stakes are high.
The stakes are so high. AT&T was the exclusive carrier of early generation iPhones. When an iOS version of Skype debuted in 2009, the network blocked users from downloading it. 3 years later, how did it react to Apple's own FaceTime app? A, it let people video chat, but at such low resolution that faces looked like an 8-bit Mario. B, it blocked FaceTime over cellular unless customers upgraded to a more expensive data plan. Or C, it grew, it evolved, it learned the errors of its ways and got along with Apple and let customers use the feature however they wanted.
Oh, that's very sweet. I'm going to go with B.
B is correct. Mickey tying it up. All right, Rob, here we go. This is for the win. An Arizona state senator introduced legislation last month that would require users to pay a $20 fee to their internet provider if they wanted to watch porn. A similar law, however, could make more money elsewhere. According to Pornhub data, which U.S. state or territory watches the most porn per capita? Is it A, Kansas, B, Washington, D.C., or C, Utah?
I was hoping for Alaska in there. The audience seems to think Utah, and I like the irony, so I'm going to go with Utah.
I wish it was Utah. It's D.C. Then politicians love their porn. Anyway, we have a 1-1 tie, so here is our tiebreaker question. The answer is going to be a number. It's just whoever is closest. It's not Price is Right rule, so you can go over. According to Mozilla, what percentage of Americans believe consumers should be able to freely and quickly access their preferred content on the internet?
53.
70.
Audience, your winner is Rob. The correct answer is 91%. Because everyone loves the internet.
Because everybody loves the internet.
You have a choice of a tote bag and a t-shirt.
I thought the questions were over.
Or a mug and a limited edition Popsy pin. So which would you like?
I'm going to go mug and pin.
Mug and pin. Give it up for Rob and Mickey, everybody. Thank you guys so much for playing.
Techathlon is a popular science podcast. We're available on all major podcast platforms, so subscribe wherever you're listening now. And if you like what you hear, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. It will help other people to find the show. You can buy our merch, including t-shirts, tote bags, and mugs at popsy.threadless.com. The show is produced by the entire PopSci tech team and me, Jason Letterman. Our theme music is by Billy Cadden. If you have questions, suggestions, or opinions to share, tweet us at Techathlon Show. Thanks for listening.